Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Brown is more than a rising star in the music industry. She is carving out her own lane. Here she is with I'm Depending on You. And right after this song, we'll speak with her in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
Come on, jump on your feet and praise Him with us.
I'm depending.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have this anointed woman of God back on the program with us. I'm talking about powerhouse, musical powerhouse, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence. Welcome back to Real Gospel. I know it's been a while, but welcome back.
It has been a while, but thank you for having me back.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about your song, I'm Depending on You, and the new project and a few other things in just a second. But I got to ask you, how are you doing? And, you know, what have you been doing in the past couple of years? I think that, well, since we've spoken, you've gotten married. So how's everything going for you?
I've gotten married. I'm 6 years this September.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My awesome husband, Reggie, is still doing his thing. He's still a RN and just got back from one of his assignments over in Georgia as one of what we're calling him one of the heroes during this COVID-19 pandemic. He's been working very closely with those patients out of town. And I'm really, really proud of him. I've been trying to support his career just as he's been supporting mine. So we're doing good. Everything is going well. My family is doing very well. My music ministry is still going pretty strong. So I'm excited about what God is doing for us.
Amen. Amen. And God is blessing. And so since we're coming more and more out of COVID-19 through thanks to God be that we've got these vaccines now. Have you been able to, you know, maybe pen some new music? What's it been like over this past year in terms of, you know, just your life and what God has been using you to do?
Well, the past year has been a little on the tumultuous side, and but you know, God still gets the glory. You know, my entire family almost. Both my parents, my husband and I, and two of my uncles actually contracted COVID-19 in April of last year. But thanks be to God that, you know, we came out triumphant and we're all healed. We're all doing fine. And we all live to testify that God is still a healer. So we're really happy about that. You know, I watched my dad be diagnosed with stage 3 prostate cancer last year. And he actually overcame it. God healed him. And the last doctor's appointment that he had, they said that they could cancel all of his other appointments because there was no need to take him through treatment if he didn't have anything to treat. So he is 100% cancer free. And I'm so thankful to God for healing him from that. So, you know, we've just been, you know, trying to do the work of the Lord. You know, we're still working very closely together at the church. He's the pastor and I'm minister of music. So we get a chance to work really hard together in trying to make sure that everything goes well at the church. We're just, you know, trying to do what God wants us to do. And I'm still traveling. I just started back traveling. Because I was a little hesitant about it at first.
Yes.
With all this going on with the pandemic, I really was sit still for a moment. But, you know, when God has commissioned you to do more than just sit still, you have to trust Him and just follow through with whatever He has and know that He's going to cover you. So I just did a CD release for my little brother, Montre Tisdale Johnson, in Oklahoma City this past weekend. He had a record that came out called The Good Friday Experience. It was supposed to come out last year, but because of the COVID pandemic, we weren't able to do anything. So he decided to release it this past weekend, and I'm really, really glad that I went up there. I was so honored to be on the lineup with Beverly Crawford and Zacardi Cortez, and Bishop Larry Trotter, Bishop Carlton Pearson, and Dinesha Ballard, and, you know, all of these amazing singers and musicians that were there. I've got a song on his album called Just For Me, and I'm really, really happy that he entrusted me with that song because it's so beautiful and it really ministers to me. And, you know, I feel like if you're going to sing something, it has to minister to you first before it ministers to anybody else, or you won't be able to relay it the way that God wants you to. So I'm really glad that he entrusted me with that. So yeah, I've just been trying to, you know, do that on the music side. And then, of course, I'm just a normal, you know, Southern girl who loves to cook. so I've been trying new recipes, and I had to slow down on that because, you know, pandemic pounds are a real thing.
Yes.
So I had to slow down on that for a minute, but I'm just happy, you know, living life. You know, God is still good, and spending time with my family, and you know, just having a good time.
Amen. And so that's so encouraging. See, the listeners need to hear that, and that is why they should support your music, because they get to hear the testimony behind the music. And so I'm depending on you. This song is so we need it. Because with what we've been through, what the world has been through, we're reminded yet again that we've got to depend on God, and He Absolutely. Is still God. Talk to us about this song.
Oh man, listen, this song is just basically my testimony. You know, it was given to me by a friend of my he's like a big brother to me. His name is Isaac Cates, and he's from the Kansas City area. And usually he's well known for his more ballad worship, more classical worship type of writing style. And he said that this is the only song that he's ever written of its kind. He hasn't written any churchy tunes like this before, and this is the first and only one that he's done. And so glad that he entrusted me with it, because I just feel like it was a perfect fit, you know, for me and for my for the message that I was trying to send out, and for the style of music that I love. You know, I'm extremely eclectic, you know, so I'm from gospel to jazz to rock to Tejano music, you know, so I listen to a little bit.
Okay. Well-rounded.
Very well-rounded. Yes, I have an appreciation for it, because I feel like you can pull something positive out of everything that you listen to musically. But I'm a traditional gospel girl to the heart. So hymns and old school gospel music, that is my forte. That's where my head is all the time. And so this song was just like an amazing addition. You know, when I first heard it, my producers gave it to me to review for my recording. And I was like, yeah, we got to have that one. I have to have that one. He recorded it with, I think, a church choir a couple of years ago. And he passed it on to us. And I was so glad to hear it, because it really, really blessed and rocked my recording, you know. So when it came time for us to pick the next single, it was a no-brainer. Like, we all knew that it was going to be I'm Depending on You, because the people were so blessed by it. And I mean, you can't go wrong with a church hump like that.
You sure can't.
So I was so blessed to know that people are being so receptive to it. You know, my producers, Brian Hines, Ricky Tate, my dad, J. Eric Brown Sr., were all just really, really excited to put it out. And I was a little hesitant at first, I have to admit, because I didn't want it to look like I was trying to maximize the moment because of the pandemic that was going on. But then God reassured me that you know, it has nothing to do with me. You know, He gets all the glory out of it, because it is the message behind the music that is really going to resonate with people. And that message is just that, even with the climate that the world is in right now, you know, everybody is looking for an answer. You know, everyone is wanting to see what the CDC is saying next, or what the government is saying, or what the president thinks about everything. But we, as the kingdom of God, knows to look to the hills from which cometh all of our help, and all of our help comes from the Lord. So I wanted to release this as a declaration, as an anthem, as a reminder to us and to the world that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, our total dependency has to be on God. So it's a testimony of, you know, all the things that I've been through, and from every loss and every tribulation and every gain and every victory, I still had my hand in God's hand, and I depended on Him for everything that I needed throughout my life, and I'm still dependent on Him each and every day. So I wanted that to be a declaration for everybody. I want this to be people's anthems. I want people to, you know, shout it from the rooftop and declare that we're dependent on Jesus. I'm so grateful that I looked out in the audience and I saw my other big brother, Zebulon Ellis from Sunday Best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yes.
And he surprised me and came to the recording and didn't even tell me he was coming. I said, okay, I'm gonna get you. So at the tag of this, I couldn't think of anybody else to call up but Zebulon. And thankfully, he didn't roll his eyes and sit down or run out of the building. He came right up on stage, and like within 10 seconds of him singing, I knew that it was a great decision because he murdered the end of this very, very quickly and just off the cuff. Like, he didn't even know he was singing. This was nothing rehearsed. Just off the out of his spirit came all of what he sang with me. And so it was just, it was amazing. So I'm really, really glad to have him be a part of it. And it's definitely one of my favorite songs. So hopefully it'll be one of y'all's favorites as well.
Yes, yes, yes. And I look forward to hearing more from him anyway. He and I served as preliminary judges for the last season's Sunday Best. And
really?
So,
wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He was our lead judge for my table. So really nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. Awesome talent. Awesome gift. Crazy guy.
Yes. Wonderful friend. just fun to be around, you know.
Yes.
And if I could say this to the Christians, he keeps the party going, right? we can say that in Christendom. So, yes. So, I'm honored to have you on the program. So, as we begin to wrap up, let me ask you this. Do you have any advice that you can give any other praise and worship leaders as you have a new song out? Definitely is going to be sang all over the world. So as we begin to, you know, come and do services differently, what advice can you give the praise and worship leaders?
I'm loving the time that we're in because we're seeing so many artists that are actually praise and worship, that are starting out as praise and worship leaders at their local churches. You know, people, mainstream artists are taking what would be considered the underdogs, you know, the people that are just happy working in their churches, but what they're doing in their ministries is so powerful that mainstream artists are taking them from their churches onto, you know, into the music industry. And I'm loving seeing just that, seeing people actually being themselves, even in mainstream music industry. So my advice would just to be to just continue to be yourself. You know, trust the God that's in you. Everything that you see me do on stage with Hezekiah Walker or when I'm by myself away from my church is exactly what I do when I'm at my church on Sunday mornings, on Wednesday nights, at rehearsal, you know. So I would say that there was no need to change your format or your formula, because if God is being glorified in what you've been doing when they saw you, there's no need to change that. Keep doing that, you know, and God is still going to get the glory. You know, at one point I thought that I had to change who and how I am because that's just the church girl me, you know, and I felt like there was something, you know, flashy that I had to do or say the right thing or do the right thing or do the right riff or whatever. But when I just settled on being myself, you know, and giving God my heart and singing from my spirit, from my heart, and from my love for him, you know, that's when the people are blessed and he's glorified. So just continue to be yourself. Stay humble. You know, don't believe the hype, even if it's about you. Don't get the big head, you know, but continue to stay humble before God and before the people. And do everything you can to keep your hands clean and your spirit clean and your heart clean, you know, and have fun, you know, enjoy what you're doing.
Amen. There it is. So the one and only C. Ashley Brown Lawrence, thank you for returning to Real Gospel. How can the listeners find out more about you, your CD project, and you know, how can they reach you and just support you?
I'm on probably every single
yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Social media platform that there is. I'm on Facebook. I have 2 pages on Facebook. I have a personal page, which I think is a little full right now, but you can still follow me on that page. I don't like to say a fan page, so I have an artist page, and they're both under my name, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence. You can follow me on there. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And I'm a Snapchat junkie, so if you hit me on Snapchat, you're definitely to reach out to me. But I'm on those under Sweet Singer CC. That's Sweet Singer CECE. And you can hit me on there. I'm also on Clubhouse. I have a room that I do every now and then that's dedicated to traditional gospel music and hymns, where people come in and sing their favorites or give their testimonies or say a little something. And it's a really, really good time. So follow me on Clubhouse as well. And And the song is on all digital music outlets as well. So I look forward to hearing from everybody. I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right. See Ashley Brown Lawrence, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me, brother. God bless you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.